Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Not going to take up all of the time. I did want to stand, though, in opposition to this bill, simply because this body seems to be keeping up appearances. And what I really believe is that all of us want to serve our communities. All of us want to make Oklahoma better. But for the life of me, a bill like this, which has a title and it talks about gross production taxes and the education fund or however it's titled, we're simply taking money that we normally would have had on the top. We're moving it to a new created name. Yet our students are not going to benefit anymore. We've not been creative in finding additional sources of revenue. We haven't done any of that. We are just simply saying we're going to give somebody credit, and in the meantime, we're going to pat ourselves on the back as if we really have done something. And that, to the core of me, is the epitome of what is wrong with this body when we're not at our best. That we give the appearance of doing something when we're really not. And I know that when I heard that there are various superintendents that don't even support this bill, and was wondering what educators, what superintendents, what teachers, what administrators, what students, what parents will really think that we've done a great thing with this bill. Will they really thank us? Because this appears to be a sleight of hand. It appears to be a shell game. It appears to be sleight of the pen, if not sleight of the hand. So if we're not getting any support for the very folks that work day in and day out, and they've been asking us over and over again since 2008 to really help, to really increase spending, to really honor the profession, to really provide resources for these classes. And what we do at this night at 7:30, we take a break for pizza, which we all need to eat. Lord knows, thank you for the pizza. But we come back to talk about a bill that really doesn't do all that it should do, except say for give somebody some credit. And I hope that we will give Oklahomans enough credit to see through this charade, that we give Oklahomans enough credit to know that they expect more from us. And at some point, it's really not about the credit. It is about being effective legislators, folks that are doing real work in real time for real folks. I'd ask that you vote no. Thank you.
Gentleman from Oklahoma City, Representative Stone, you are recognized for 7 minutes and 30 seconds of debate in opposition to House Bill 1846.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I've thoroughly enjoyed the questions that have been fielded as we've considered House Bill 1846. Because, Mr. Speaker, during that time, my friend from Wellston has given me some really good talking points for off-the-top money. And I really do mean my friend from Wellston, and I don't mean to try and get you beat in your district, but I do consider you a friend. But Mr. Speaker, the difference between off-the-top money and what we're doing here is more or less zero, because the best points I've heard for this bill are, well, this is going to be education funding that's protected, that future legislatures can't touch. And that's the truth now. That's exactly what off-the-top money is all about. This idea that off-the-top money is evil if it's going to education is untrue. It's part of funding education. And, Mr. Speaker, as we are in our districts, I think a lot of people in this body like to consider themselves conservative. And I think a lot of voters appreciate that about a lot of people in this body. But it's not just about voting conservative. It's not just about acting conservative, right? It's about being a truly conservative person. And I think one of the problems in this body, Mr. Speaker, is that a lot of us vote yes unless we have a reason to vote no. But, Mr. Speaker, the way I vote, as made apparent by how often my name shows up in red, and what I think is the more conservative approach to governing, is to vote no unless there's a reason to vote yes. And not enough members of this body do that, Mr. Speaker. And on this bill, you could say there's not a reason to vote no if you're really optimistic about the future of this legislature despite our shortcomings. You could say maybe there's not a reason to vote no. But there's absolutely not a reason to vote yes on this bill, Mr. Speaker. It doesn't improve funding for education. And I feel like I've said this time and time again, but I feel like I have to say it again. This doesn't do a thing for a student in your district. This doesn't do a thing for a teacher. This doesn't do a thing for a parent in your district or an administrator. What it does is something for us. It allows us to pat ourselves on the back and act like we're doing something for education. We talk all the time about how much we work through 4 months up here and how there's not enough time to hear all the bills. In fact, there is a now resigned member of the legislature that got more committee hearings than I did this year. Right? We decided that my bills that I wrote to help single working mothers in my district, we didn't have enough time to hear that because we didn't like what they did, but at least they did something. There were bills to give tax credits to people who would donate to a school. We didn't have time for that bill from my friend from Tulsa. But we have time to discuss a bill that does absolutely nothing. And we have time to sit here and ask questions and debate on it, despite the fact that it does absolutely nothing.